But right now, we are being joined by Oscar Espina Ruiz, and we haven't spoken to Oscar since COVID-19. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be back here with you this morning. Thank you.
Well, the season is here.
I know. There's so much preparation. It goes on for months, the preparation that is, and then, boom, suddenly the whole thing starts, and it's great. It's really great. We started last Sunday with a wonderful concert with a Rolston String Quartet and Paul Neubauer viola. We had a beautiful reception, beautiful weather, too. Oh, it was great. It's great to have the season back in session at Music Mountain.
So that was your opening season. Now, once again, let's talk a little bit about Music Mountain itself, the admission, the lawn inside Music Mountain, and yes, and how people should come and enjoy themselves. Well, and then we'll get on to some more of the concerts.
Absolutely, yeah. Good point, Marshall. So this year we are going back to normal. We do recommend, masking for whomever feels more comfortable, but we are not doing proof of vaccination at this point, and so there is no distancing. So we are at capacity in Gordon Hall. We were in last Sunday. We hope to have a few more people. And then we also have the possibility of enjoying the concert from the lawn, a little bit like in Tanglewood, although it's audio only. Last year we also had image. And, you know, it wasn't so important anyway because, the image perhaps wasn't large enough outdoors. but the most important is the sound. Remember that at Music Mountain, before my time, before 2017, probably in the 1980s and 70s and 60s and before, people would actually enjoy the concert from the lawn. All 16 French doors would open, and the sound would just flow onto the lawn. People would be having a picnic during the concert. So we are recuperating that idea. We did so last summer already a little bit. And so we continue with that idea so people can enjoy, in this case, with a little amplification. We got the sound really beautifully set up, and people were complimenting how high quality the sound was on the lawn. So some people were outside, and those are very inexpensive tickets, $15, whereas inside tickets range from 45 and up. So we have all concerts on Sundays at 3 p.m. every single Sunday from now until September 18th at 3 p.m. chamber music, and then starting June 25th, Saturday at 7 p.m., so every single Saturday at 7 p.m. through Labor Day weekend, we will have the Twilight Jazz Series, starting with Bill Charlap Trio. Bill Charlap, the fantastic pianist, will come to Music Mountain on June 25th. We're really, really excited. And then there is more. There are pre-concert talks. There is a beautiful community day on June 18th. Save the date. June 18th, Saturday. This is a free event with food, with drinks, with live music taking place for the community to honor first responders and veterans. So we hope that everybody will come up around 2 p.m., eat some food, have a glass of lemonade or beer or wine on Music Mountain, and enjoy the concert, hopefully enjoy the weather as well, and then celebrate our first responders and veterans who have served the country, you know, so beautifully during the pandemic and beyond.
We're speaking right now, once again, about Music Mountain, And it's nice to hear Oscar's voice back on the air, just like it was nice when the Hotchkiss came back in session late in the season, and we got to speak to them about we are blessed in this area where we bring in some very high caliber acts that if you were to go elsewhere and see them, if it were possible, you're looking at $100-$150 a ticket, where here it's just a bargain. And Music Mountain has been doing this since 1930.
Exactly.
And we should explain, Oscar, that Music Mountain is a 501c3 not-for-profit. It operates that way educationally. I mean, you also you have so many different special events that go on there. It's, you know, ticket sales only cover a portion of what you need to operate as an entity.
Yes, that's very true. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, we depend on the support of the public. And I have to say, you know, thank you, and thank you again to the public, because they really held our back during the pandemic. Without ticket revenue, we were just wondering, how are we going to make it through? That is when I purchased all this equipment, and I was running this Live from Music Mountain shows that combined real-time interviews, not in person, but remotely, with recordings, and that kept us in touch with the public. Then we had a campaign to renovate the green room at Music Mountain and part of Gordon Hall, and we have really cleaned up. And so, in other words, not only we were able to survive the pandemic, but we were able to improve our facilities, hire more people, and become even stronger to come back with you know, renewed energy after the pandemic, thanks to the public. So I'm so grateful. I mean, Music Mountain has been going now for 93 years, straight for 93 years, and there is a reason for that. I mean, the mission is so important, so valuable. We bring, as you said, great classical music, but also jazz, and also education programs that mentor young artists, and also adults, and you know, we have all sorts of education programs. So it really brings something incredibly valuable. It's a treasure. Music Mountain is a treasure. It brings a lot to the area, and I believe, I want to think, that was why we received such a generous support from the community, and I am really, really grateful. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So once again, let's talk about this weekend's schedule, and then spill it out better for people, the chamber concerts are on now, but the Saturday concerts themselves don't start for a few weeks, except for that special fundraiser you have for the community. So let's talk about the schedule once again.
Yes, absolutely. So we started the season June 5th, that's last Sunday, and now here we go with every single Sunday at 3 p.m. from this Sunday, next June 12th, all the way through September 18th. That's on every single Sunday. You can come to Music Mountain and enjoy great chamber music. Then the June 18th event, coming up in a little bit under 2 weeks, it's actually a free event for the community. In this case, Music Mountain is taking the bill, and we'll have the VFW cooking, the fire department cooking and helping, and we're going to have a great party, let's say, with music and food to celebrate our first responders and veterans. And then the Twilight Jazz series, the Twilight Jazz concerts, will start on June 25th, Saturday at 7 p.m., with a Bill Charlap trio. I'm really excited. This is a superstar. Marshall, you were saying that these kind of concerts are so good that in the city you would pay $100, $150, and at Music Mountain it's just $40, $45. You're right. Actually, Bill has a concert in Newark, and I mean, it sold out like in weeks, and tickets were over $100. So Yes, it's a bargain. Music Mountain is here for the community. We are not for profit. We are in the middle of our spring campaign, just finishing it up, getting into the summer. And yes, we do appreciate the support of the public. But first and foremost, just come to the concerts. Even just coming to the concerts, you are supporting Music Mountain. It's great. It's a great ambiance. Some people call us, I think it's a beautiful, a peaceful green oasis. That's the word, a peaceful green oasis. And that is what Music Mountain is, a beautiful concert hall with gorgeous acoustics right atop a mountain in a very idyllic setting with beautiful views in Falls Village, Connecticut. So I hope everybody will come check us out.
Well, Oscar, it's going to be great to speak to you. We'll speak to Oscar every Monday at 7:20, and we'll give you the week ahead, not only with the Chamber Music Series, but also with the Saturday Jazz Series as well. Oscar, great to have you guys back in 2022 with a full season at Music Mountain.
Thank you so much, Marshall. It's great talking to you. I look forward to speaking again on Monday.
All right, take care.
Take care.
And you can get more information, of course, on the web, musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org.